Good morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio on this 2 days before one of the best holidays of the whole year, Thanksgiving. On September 28 of 1789, just before leaving for recess, the first federal Congress passed a resolution asking that the president recommend to the nation a day of Thanksgiving. A few days later, President George Washington issued a proclamation naming Thursday, November 26, 1789, as a public Thanksgiving, the first time it was celebrated under the new Constitution. And it wasn't until President Abraham Lincoln's 1863 proclamation that Thanksgiving was regularly commemorated each year on the last Thursday of November. There have been concerns about shopping before 2012. In 1939, the last Thursday fell on the last day of the month, and FDR was concerned that it might be a shortened Christmas shopping season. So he moved Thanksgiving to the second to the last Thursday of November. And that all changed again in 1941 when it was again given the legal classification Thanksgiving Day as the last Thursday in November. Now, the fourth Thursday also means the Christmas shopping season has begun. And we'll be talking about that and about Thanksgiving's past this hour of the program. Black Friday, of course, even earlier this year. And our guest is Professor Elizabeth Pleck, Professor Emerita at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. She is the author of Celebrating the Family, Ethnicity, Consumer Culture, and Family Rituals. We ask you, do you go out on Black Friday or Gray Thursday? What is your ritual? Are you conflicted? And we invite you to give us a call this hour. 800-486-8655 is our number. Professor Pleck, hello. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, nice to have you here. Do you love Thanksgiving as much as many of us do?
I do love it, but a part of the reason I do love it is because it's seen and it symbolizes to me that it's the less commercial holiday.
I know. That's what we've all thought, right?
Yes, that's what we all thought.
I was interested in reading this history of Thanksgiving that the shopping season was under consideration in 1939, thus a change in the day of Thanksgiving many years ago.
Well, I think you have to say that FDR was concerned with economic stimulus and being a job creator during the Great Depression and was willing to tamper with something that the public was opposed to, actually, but something that was seen as sacred, the calendar for a Thanksgiving. And the story of FDR was that he was actually under pressure beginning with the New Deal, so as early as 1933, to move the date of Thanksgiving earlier to lengthen the Christmas shopping season and then thereby act as an economic stimulus program. But he finally decided to do it in 1939, and it was the retailers. It was the National Retail Dry Goods Association that was putting pressure through Harry Hopkins, a kind of right-hand man, to FDR, and that's how FDR made this change, and the change happened for 2 years and was so unpopular that they finally changed it back, and that's where you finally get a national law saying that it is this holiday on the last Thursday of November. Up to that time, that history that you gave, it was proclamations, et cetera, but it wasn't and the president couldn't change it, and the president could, in his proclamation, say what day it was. But now, in reaction to what FDR messing with the calendar, they finally made a law about
right.
it.
The people I think of right off the bat when I think of this becoming commercial even earlier on Thanksgiving Day is the people who will be forced to work on Thanksgiving. They want to be with their families during this time, and now they'll have to cut short their Thanksgiving and hop in the car or the bus and go to Target or Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
There have been some petitions, as you well know, online from workers saying just that, that this is a day that is reserved for the family. And how can you do this to us? Do you think we'll have the same kind of unpopularity as we did in 1939?
Workers. Well, I like to broaden it to say there's a lot of pushback against commercialization of the calendar, both by thoughtful or critical consumers and disgruntled workers, and that the critical consumers, well, there's the Buy Nothing Day that started in 1992, and it was started by Vancouver artists. It's still going on, but it's not exactly it's not exactly the most popular of days, but that's a kind of consumer activism. And then the labor activism, I think that there have been a lot of different labor activisms related to the treatment of workers during the entire Christmas season, including the last few days prior to the Christmas season. But this one is about being forced to work on a national holiday. So that seems to me to be a new development within a larger history of labor concerns during Christmas shopping season.
Tell me if there was a golden age of the celebration of Thanksgiving in this country. Was there a time when we celebrated this day as those who created it thought it should be celebrated?
Well, first of all, let's take up one big myth, which is that Thanksgiving is a non-commercial holiday. It would be accurate to say it's the less commercialized holiday, but it was not totally uncommercialized, even in what you want to call the Golden Age, which probably is 19th century New England style, go home for the holidays, three generations gathered around the table, saying grace before the meal kind of Thanksgiving. But the even then, it was a gift-giving holiday. You were supposed to bring a present for the people who had made the feast.
Oh, really?
So there were Bibles, books, different flowers, cards, and these were marketed and sold. So there was also always, or even then, there was certainly commercialization of Thanksgiving. Golden Age has to do with our idea of the meaning of Thanksgiving as the time of the family or the family festival, football gathering together. And instead of saying that was reality, you have to say it as it was something that was created in the 19th century and developed, because before then the roads were impassable. It was really just too hard to travel. People didn't think about that, and then many of them just assumed that people would be in different places. You couldn't get together. It's really the railroad industrialization, the idea that something great had been lost after the American Revolution, the great spirit of kind of sacrifice and charity. And so then there was all this urge to create this home for the holidays kind of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Are we unique in the world in marking a day of Thanksgiving?
Are we doing what?
Are we unique in the world? Are there other countries that...
There is a Canadian equivalent, which doesn't happen on our day, but not too many countries have it. But what has happened is that other countries have a lot of Americans, but they're also kind of interested in things American and are picking it up as a restaurant day or a day to buy a turkey at a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So you see it emerging, not just kind of among expatriates or American service people or Americans abroad, but as a more thing that people will do in other countries as well.
How will you celebrate, Professor Plec?
My son is coming home for the holidays. I'm very excited about it. Aww. But it's just the three of us, my husband, myself, and my son. And I will cook, and I asked him what he wanted. He said he wanted an apple pie. And I think that we will engage in our typical family ritual, which is we go to the movies.
Oh, you do?
The evening.
That's a good idea. Okay, what will you see, Lincoln?
I've already seen Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen Lincoln already.
Yeah, I have too. Well, you'll find another good one. Actually, it would be a great day to see Lincoln, wouldn't it?
I think so, yes. But the movie doesn't deal with his proclamation, which was already done by the time his movie takes up. So by the time that the Spielberg version takes up.
Let's go to phone calls and welcome phone calls. We're talking about Thanksgiving and specifically this Thanksgiving, the news that some stores are going to be moving up their Black Friday to Gray Thursday and opening at 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night or 9 o'clock instead of what many stores do, which is open at midnight. What do you think about this? A holiday that we have thought of as non-commercial for a long period of time, although for those of you who are preparers of the feast, this idea of a gift may not be so bad. Just kidding. But what do you think about it? Is it unfair to workers? Is it a new way to celebrate because the economy is a little bit sluggish and maybe it's a good thing for America for us to go and shop on Thanksgiving Eve and we can do it as a family? Or is there something terribly misguided about this whole notion? Will you make it a part of your ritual? Here's our phone number, 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. Our email is talk@WPR.org, and you can always leave messages for us on our Facebook page, which is The Kathleen Dunn Show. Let's start our calls with Christine in Appleton. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, I do not shop on Black Friday. For me, it is indeed Buy Nothing Day, and I've been doing that for 15 years now. And the other issue around that is workers. I have a stepmother who works at the mall, and every year her hours get earlier and earlier, and it ruins her holiday. And so I've had firsthand experience with a whose holidays ruined every year by these earlier and earlier openings.
What time does she have to go into work, Christine?
Around 5 a.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, and she's 69 years old. So, yeah, and so she needs to get up at 4, and so she, and it's so crowded that she has to get a lot of sleep the night before. So Thanksgiving is something that's just pretty much ruined for her.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Christine, very much for the call. Here's another. Lawrence from La Crosse writes, I reject the whole concept of Black Friday and instead participate in International Buy Nothing Day. We talked about this, Professor Plec. Is this just a tiny movement, or are there more and more people who are saying, I'm sorry, I'm not buying anything?
Well, you found two of them who have. So let's hear more about what they're doing to spread the idea and how many people they can find who are agreeing with them and doing it.
All right. Well, we're about to get another person, so we'll ask that person that question. Monica in Greenfield. Hi.
Hi. I don't go out on I'm not planning to go out on Thursday or Friday. And the reason for my call is actually just wanted to mention that I come from Mexico, and there we don't call it Thanksgiving Day, but it is a tradition, the last day of the year, to get together with the family, have a big meal, and give thanks for the things that have come to us throughout the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
Will you day of the year is what you said?
I said the last day of the year, so December 31st.
I see. Okay.
We have a big family day and we give thanks.
What will you do on Thanksgiving, Monica? Will you have a feast this Thursday or not?
I will. I will get together with friends and family, but I will not go shopping.
Okay.
And I just have one quick question. I hope I'm not reading too much into it, but I noticed that you called the professor emerita. I had never heard that word, and I'm excited to think that it is because the professor is a lady, and kudos to her for her accomplishments.
Very nice. Thank you. Thanks, Monica, very much for the call. How would you, if you were to try to restore a non-commercial aspect of this, Professor Pleck, and make this indeed just a day of thanks and not a day of shopping, how would you spread the word on this? How would you create such a movement?
Well, I think all movements these days have a whole lot of technology to them, and spreading the word seems to be through social media. And I guess this Buy Nothing Day has taken on the new name of Occupy Thanksgiving. So it's morphed into a sub-theme for Occupy Wall Street, where it would kind of would have a kind of natural fit, because it takes anti-financial and puts it with more worker issues and consumer control. There have been a huge number of movements that have to do with Christmas, but they, such as the Put Christ Back into Christmas movement, but they tend all often to be ironic, rather, because Put Christ Back into Christmas was actually a sign that was put into stores by merchants who were indicating that they wanted to sell their goods, but they also wanted to indicate that they still upheld religious views about Christmas. So it's a really complicated message. Consumer marketplace is pretty deep into America.
Oh, yes.
It is. Here's, I would say, two things about it, is that our religion has a very kind of consumerist quality, and that the religions compete, and they have qualities that the places even feel like shopping malls, but that there isn't such a distinct separation. And the place where you really see this kind of complexity is the history of Walmart, because Walmart was a company founded by people who were religious and were Protestant evangelicals, and it was at a rural evangelical base. And one of the major issues that they confronted and decided was that they would go against the idea of Sunday store closing. That is, that Sunday was the day of rest. And here's a store that's founded by deeply religious people. It's open 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. That tells you something about the, in this competition between religion and consumer culture, where things end up.
It is interesting that Walmart workers are planning strike action over the Thanksgiving
holiday.
Yeah, that's
the nicest wrinkle about it. It's both that Walmart was creeping more into the calendar than any of the other big box stores, because they kept pushing back the date. And then Walmart workers are involved in this petition campaign and are pushing back.
We are going to welcome more of your phone calls in just one moment. Here's how you reach us. We're talking about Thanksgiving this hour and how it has become increasingly commercial with Gray Thursday now, shopping starting on Thursday evening. Evidently, last year, Target and Walmart did this, and they were very successful. So you have to ask the question, if they were very successful, what about some of the other stores that are now opening their hours Thanksgiving night? Can they afford not to if these huge shopping behemoths are opening on Thanksgiving, do you not have to follow suit? Is it something that's here to stay? And we're interested in hearing some of you who are going out on Thursday night and why you might be doing that, because obviously there are millions of people who are doing just that. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. You can email us at talk@wpr.org, post on the Kathleen Dunn Show Facebook, or tweet to @KDunnShow. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. The second hour of our program today, we will be talking about Steven Spielberg's film Lincoln. We'll have two guests with us. One was approached by Steven Spielberg some 6 years ago. He was gathering a group of Lincoln historians, some six or seven of them, to be at a day-long symposium in which he asked them about all aspects of Lincoln's life. Harold Holzer was one of those guests. He has written some 42 books about Lincoln and was later asked to write the book companion piece, the historical piece that will accompany the film. It is titled Lincoln, How Abraham Lincoln Ended Slavery in America. Harold Holzer will join us. We'll also be speaking with a film reviewer. I would say for the most part it's received just glowing reviews, and rightfully so. Daniel Day-Lewis, I think, is just superb in this film. So we'll talk about it. I hope many of you have had a chance to see it, but it's also a good thing to prepare yourselves to see the film because of the many cast of characters and what was happening in the House of Representatives, the behind-the-scenes work that was being done, some of it by Lincoln himself, to get the passage of the 13th Amendment. So that's hour two of the show. This hour, Thanksgiving, our guest is Professor Elizabeth Pleck. She is Professor Emerita at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and is the author of Celebrating the Family, Ethnicity, Consumer Culture, and Family Rituals. We go to Katie next in Brookfield. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Yeah,
I'm one of those unfortunate people that will be working all day on Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Oh, my goodness. What are you doing? What do you do, Katie?
I'm a cashier at the famous Walmart store.
Mm. And what do you think? What do you think about it?
Personally, I think Sam Walton is rolling over in his grave if he would realize what his family and the people that took over his corporation are doing to the workers at Walmart.
Have people... Have people in your store protested this?
Well, as far as I know, nobody is, because they are at the point where they need the money, so they have no choice but to work.
Elizabeth, your response.
Katie, are there any incentives? Are you paid more for any working on particular holidays, and does anybody have any choice and as to their times that they come in?
For the most part, no. Everybody is working. It's more or less mandatory for Black Friday. At our store, we can't even have vacation days off from November and December because they're basically denying anything. And I know that I'm going to be getting up, working at 7 a.m., working practically a 12-hour shift.
Oh.
Coming home, stopping at my sister's house, eating some Thanksgiving turkey, going home, going to bed, and getting up so I can be back there first thing in the morning on Black Friday. And I need my job, so I won't be one of the people walking up, because I could use, the paycheck will pay for food, groceries, whatever expenses that come up. And so my family will be enjoying Thanksgiving, and I won't.
Mm. I'm sorry for you. When I hear that, I just think that that's not the way it should be, Professor Pleck.
Yes, I agree with you.
Hmm. Well, like I say, I believe Sam Walton is probably rolling in his grave if he sees the turn that his corporation that he started all those years ago has taken, because he was very much family-oriented, and I can see just over the last couple of years that I've been working there that things have gone down, and I know personally the morale at our store has dropped immensely. I mean, I love working with the people. I don't mind doing retail, but I just don't like the turn that all of our greed has taken us.
And will you expect huge crowds on Thanksgiving Day as well, on Gray Thursday?
I've worked in retail for 30-plus years, and it's amazing that on Thursday, how many people will call us and ask if they can buy a frozen and cook it that night. So,
goodness.
Not just from working retail and getting groceries, as well as Walmart, that I've just learned over the year. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no longer a day for family. It's just another shopping day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, are you treated badly or nicely by the people who come in to shop either on Thanksgiving or...
We have a great base of wonderful, wonderful people that shop at our store. And that was one of the greatest joys that I had when I joined the Walmart family, because I really was amazed at how pleasant, I would say, 99% of the people are.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, I hope you can celebrate Thanksgiving on another day. What is it in the American psyche that would motivate a lot of people on Thanksgiving to go shopping?
You know, this has been studied by people of that they call this a ritual, and it is. It has all the characteristics of a special time out of time. But what people have found is that it is female bonding, and then there is a kind of emotional excitement. There is a planning to it, because they're not actually buying for themselves, they're buying for others.
Oh.
And to the people involved, they see it as an exciting and important female ritual during one of the most important days of the year.
So this will be a mostly female event. It won't be families going shopping. It will be...
Sometimes it's women's friends, and sometimes it's women relatives. I think because of our history of assuming consumerism is bad, we're neglecting the part that consumerism is the major American leisure activity in the country. And it's more people do that than are engaged in any kind of scrapbooking or stamp collecting. And then I think we've just to state the obvious, ours is a consumer society. And these retail sales are absolutely a central part of stimulating the economy and bringing us, preventing us slipping, the country slipping into a recession.
Jan and Nina. Hi, Jan.
Hi.
Hi.
What I'd like to address is there are, in this community, in the Fox Valley, community day sales, which are held by a group of the Federated Department Stores, which are Yonkers and Elder Berman and such. And if you belong to an organization, you can take the coupon books that they will make available to groups, and your organization can sell them, and you get a small margin of that. And then you can, for whatever organization it is, fund scholarships, whatever it might be. So it's kind of continuing a community of reciprocity and more elements of the local community benefit. And these coupon books are sold for $5. You immediately get a $10 coupon in the book to use for anything. And there are additional coupons and doorbuster items that aren't in the book. So to me, it's as big a deal as what's available on Black Friday. But it's not done on Black Friday, just as a deer hunter widow shopping or, you know, craft fairs, this or that, are held. They're done the first weekend of deer hunting, which would have been last weekend, and they're not done on Black Friday or Thanksgiving. And I'm wondering how the profit margin is affected, and if this is very, very effective for these stores, because they build a store affinity, I would think, with these groups and their members. They have wonderful bargains, and they're not on the holiday.
Professor?
I wonder if your guests can comment on any research done on you know, more of a reciprocity or community day big bash rather than the Black Friday held by the big box stores.
Right.
This is beyond my pay grade, beyond my knowledge of because I'm a history professor, and I don't know enough about retailing. But I would say, just to identify the trend, we heard several callers who were talking about anti-buying. That is, you buy nothing or buy nothing on a particular day. And this is another kind of consumer movement, but it's one which accepts the idea of consumption, but wants to have some kind of charitable, socially responsible rules within the consumption, and one in which the retailer actually gets some positive benefit from being a good citizen or good consumer citizen. So they give a percentage of their profits on a day to charity, et cetera. And I think we're seeing that as an important trend in retailing as well.
I know that Community Days is going on in the Milwaukee area, too. It strikes me as a good idea. Jan, thank you very much for the call. Do you think that all of this is here to stay because it's already started last year? If you're out of the loop on this, you're losing a substantial amount of money, perhaps, and other stores are making the money that you could have made if you don't participate in Gray Thursday. And so on it goes, and on it grows.
Well, I don't know the answer to what is inevitable. I would say that the big trend that we're looking at is online internet shopping.
That's
and
true.
Mobile app shopping. So the people who want the crush experience, we're already seeing advertisements of why are they doing that when they can just hit a key on the computer and make these purchases. What you are picking up with your Gray Thursday is that we're just we're naming like crazy these days that are not days,
right?
So that they all have some kind of consumer orientation, and each of them is supposed to be special in some kind of way. So if I was asked if that's inevitable, gee, it does, certainly seems to be a trend that is just snowballing the number of days that are getting named. Yes, I think that what has happened since the 80s is that Halloween is the new beginning of Christmas, and that there's some kind of moment from the Halloween decorations going up all the way through the post-January New Year's Day sales. Maybe that goes to kind of the middle of January. So then, given that, what are the interruptions and namings and moments within that trend? Well, I guess we are flattening it out to more and more days. Yeah.
Pete in La Crosse is our next caller. Hello, Pete.
Hi, Kathleen. Hey, in this and to your guest, in this land where retailing is getting to be our chief industry, I'm wondering why we aren't talking about moving Thanksgiving from the fourth Thursday to the third Thursday, or even the second Thursday. And I wanted to add that, you know, this would be helpful to the travel industry too. We got to help them make money. And if there's more weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, people would be more likely to travel for both holidays. And those of us who drive for Thanksgiving would be in better weather. So why is it we're not talking about moving Thanksgiving up?
Well, there you go, Professor.
Well, I guess the history answer is that FDR tried it and got pushback from the American people, and he gave precisely the same reasons that you gave, absent the emphasis on the travel hassles of the day. And because it made perfect retailing economic stimulus sense to him and to many people at that time. And it turns out that there was a massive popular reaction. This was even calculated and studied in Gallup polls that found that 60-some percent of the American people were opposed to the movement of Thanksgiving from the fourth, last Thursday of the month, and held it to be something important to them. So I think there are features of national days that have great resonance and meaning to the American people, and you trifle and mess with them at your peril.
And yet there must be 60% of the American people who are appalled that Christmas decorations are being put up before Halloween.
I guess that's I would say that there are levels of being appalled. Now, what your callers are talking about is the point at which their morale has actually gone down and they are truly upset by their employer, and you have your caller who's coming in saying Sam Walton would be turning over in his grave. I think that probably if you asked her, she would say something cynical about the October Halloween Christmas decorations at Walmart, but it's not intruding on her life
right
in the same way that these policies are. This is making a bigger impact on how she lives her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pete, it's an interesting suggestion. Thank you for calling. Our guest this hour is Professor Elizabeth Pleck. She's Professor Emerita at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, author of Celebrating the Family, Ethnicity, Consumer Culture, and Family Rituals. We are talking a couple days before Thanksgiving about what has happened to this day of thanks, and specifically about stores deciding that they will open because they're making money, and it's part of American culture, right? On Thanksgiving night, in order to satisfy, is it a consumer demand or to create a consumer demand for yet another day of shopping? What do you think about that? And we have yet to hear, there must be somebody who's going shopping on Thursday who's listening to us right now, and we would love to hear from you. We're not going to castigate you. We just wonder why you would be doing that. A lot of people are. So if you are one of those, we would like to hear from you, and we'd like to hear from all of you about your Thanksgiving ritual as well. Is shopping a part of it? Is it something that we need to consider whether or not it's a good thing for this country to be opening stores on Thanksgiving night? What does it do for workers? What does it do for marring this day, if anything? Maybe it doesn't. Here's our number, 800-486-8655. Email is talk@wpr.org. Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show, and you can tweet as well to @KDunnShow. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hour two of our program, we'll be talking about the new film Lincoln, which just opened, at least in this area, on Friday. We had a chance to see it on Sunday evening. And as you know, I have spent a lot of my life thinking about Abraham Lincoln and reading about Abraham Lincoln. And I think that Daniel Day-Lewis, who had an enormous task in presenting his entirety to us on the screen, has done such a job. I think he's marvelous. We're going to be talking with Harold Holzer, who is a Lincoln historian, one of the most well-known Lincoln historians in the whole world. And he is the author of a companion book for the Steven Spielberg film Lincoln. His book is Lincoln, How Abraham Lincoln Ended Slavery in America. This is only one of some 42 books that he has written about Lincoln. We'll also speak with a film reviewer, and we'll ask, I hope that many of you have had a chance to see the film, for you to review the film with us. What did you think? That's hour two of our show. Thanksgiving this hour, and Great Thursday, Black Friday, how the ritual may be changing in America. We go to Kathy next in Prairie du Chien. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, thank you. I'm so delighted to be able to connect with the professor, my alma mater, the U of I.
Oh, great.
Oh, hi.
I am very against the whole commercial aspect of the holidays, and I really have to work against getting in a bad mood starting months or weeks before the holidays because of all the shopping emphasis. I don't shop on Black Friday. 2 years ago, I spent the day volunteering for a nonprofit agency, helping a cause I believed in. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful if more people did that? This Friday, I'll be starting the day with a block of quiet to still myself and be on top of feelings and gratitude, and then in the afternoon I'll be taking care of my grandchildren, and then taking them to a holiday parade, the Twinkle Fest parade in Viroqua, that's always held the day after Thanksgiving. And So I'm looking forward to that, and hoping to do as many, have as many old-fashioned traditions, baking cookies, going on a cookie walk during the next few weeks, going to choral singing, perhaps doing some caroling myself, and I wish that we could all return to more old-fashioned values and less commercial shopping. And when I do shop, I do shop and look for special gifts. But it's when I do shop, I go to the small local stores that I want to support in my community.
Thank you so much for the call, Kathy. Professor Pleck.
Well, I thought that was Kathy is a very self-conscious, principled consumer who's thinking a lot about. I guess in defense of the other people who don't call into your show, I would have to say that there are people who find meaning in finding a, well, first of all, that they want to get their Christmas shopping done quickly. And that there are specials that are really good prices for values that they have. And they're not doing it, actually. These are not self-giving. This is actually for others.
That's
that
true.
They are engaged in this activity.
You're right.
And for Kathy, she finds no meaning in this activity. But there are people who actually find it not only meaningful, but as I said, they're often it's often a bonding, female bonding ritual where you go with others to it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, how can I explain that it's dangerous? It has a death in 2008. It has people being pepper sprayed. I can't. And that negative aspect of it, we haven't talked about at all. But I wanted to say, that since you haven't had any people who've called in and said, this is what I do, there are a lot of people who not only do it, but find meaning in doing it.
Here's an email from Paul who asks you to give us just a little more of a historic context. He writes, although a national day of Thanksgiving was called for by President Lincoln, the civic holiday we observe today is far more recent. Even after the establishment of a federal holiday, many people had to work.
Well, as I said, it's FDR that makes the... that finally, in reaction to his overreach about the calendar and Thanksgiving, then we pass a national law. But if I looked at, if I thought about the trends in having to work, it does seem to me that in the 1950s, what we're seeing is that the term Black Friday is being used to refer to workers at factories who were absenting themselves on the day after Thanksgiving and just calling in sick. And the response of management in the 50s to this was not to fire them. It was to say, okay, we really need to just give a paid holiday on Black Friday, which is the name they called it, and let it go at that, and just simply close down our plants. Now, of course, those were the days when we had more manufacturing plants, but I thought it was a nice little footnote mm-hmm. to the tremendous change, the decline of the power of unions, the decline of number of workers in unions, the decline of manufacturing, the change in our whole worker rights thinking from the 50s to now, and to think about that the idea of the response to absenteeism would be to make a paid holiday. It's wonderful
right.
to think about a history like that.
Here we found somebody who will shop. It's in the email from Julie who writes, I'm looking for a certain item and will go out on Thursday night because I have to work on Friday and I want the deal. I believe all stores should be closed on Thanksgiving. I really would like to see Thanksgiving change to a Friday so I could go shopping the day after.
Okay.
We go to Paul in the Upper Peninsula. Hi, Paul.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Thank you, Paul. To you, too.
Thank you. Here's the point. I've been listening to you, and I'm on the way between Green Bay and Milwaukee here, and I'm wondering if the professor has seen an age correlation between the people who want to shop on this Black Friday and people that don't shop. Now, I'm 62, and I remember when the stores were not open on Thanksgiving Day, and I also remember when the gas stations weren't open on Thanksgiving Day and Christmas and people shut down. So is there a correlation between the shopping thing on Thursday, Friday, Black Friday because of age? Do you see that, Professor?
I don't know enough about the studies of the shoppers to have a really good sense of it. But I think that our demographic is oriented towards people who are buying the Xboxes and the gifts, the tech kind of gifts for family members or more expensive and hard to find toys that might sell out. So if you infer from that that's probably people in their 20s and 30s. And maybe all those 60 and 70-year-olds are sitting around the TV set or actually at their computer making
a purchase. I called my mother. Excuse me there. I called my mother. Mother is 87 years old. So I asked her what her opinion was before I called the program. And she says, absolutely not, should not be open on Thanksgiving Day. That's family day. Mm-hmm. And I'm 62, and I tend to agree with that. And I have a small business, and I'm closed on Thursday and Friday of this week. And I choose to do that and back open on Saturday. So that's when I thought maybe there's an age correlation to this, because younger people don't know any different. It's always been Black Friday and, you know, Black Friday shopping. And this new thing about Thursday shopping, I certainly am against it. But I'll tell you what, it's good for Walmart.
Yeah,
they're
getting
a lot of advertising again worldwide without paying for it. So smart marketing there again.
What will you do, Paul, for Thanksgiving?
Well, we're hosting Thanksgiving this year. Thanks for asking. Actually, my family coming in from out of town. My mother will be there, my wife and I, of course. And we've invited two Chinese students from our local university to share the holiday with us. They've never had a Thanksgiving. And one of the girls is coming to help prepare the meal because she wants to learn American culture. So I'm really happy you asked that question.
Oh, how nice. I'm glad I asked it, too.
Yeah.
It was a great answer.
So say that again?
It was a great answer. Thank you.
Well, that's what's happening. And this one gal graduates in December, so she'll be the last Thanksgiving in America for her. And we're really excited about that. So So it's kind of like opening up our home to a little culture thing for these Chinese students.
Wonderful. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Paul, and everybody who will be at your house. Here's Roxanne. This will probably be our last message. My daughter goes out shopping every year with her best friend. They plan it weeks in advance and get their shopping list together. For her and her friend, it's a life experience and a wonderful opportunity to get those awesome deals. It's part of her holiday celebration. She's saving money on the gift she will buy anyway, and it's a fun time. Last year, she was 9 months pregnant and also did this. It was power shopping, more shopping stamina than I have for sure. So it points to what you were talking about, this female bonding experience as well.
Okay. So we found somebody who exactly fits the model.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving, Professor Pleck, and it sounds like it's going to be a good one at your family with your son and the apple pie and a turkey too, I imagine.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Sounds great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Okay. Nice to talk to you. Bye, Kathleen.
Goodbye, Elizabeth. Professor Elizabeth Pleck, Professor Emerita at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, and she's the author of Celebrating the Family, Ethnicity, Consumer Culture, and Family Rituals. That was an interesting hour. Thanks, everybody, for all of your calls. Thanks to Rhonda Fanning and Brett Jaspers, who produce this program, and we will be continuing our conversation for this 2 days before Thanksgiving. I actually decided to take the day before Thanksgiving off this year. So, and as I was thinking about it, I've been in radio 38 years. I guess I hold that holiday sacred. I don't think I've ever worked lots of Christmas days and Christmas Eves, etc., but probably never Thanksgiving because of the nature of the day. And I'm lucky that I can have that day off. But at any rate, so I'll cook tomorrow. We are talking about Abraham Lincoln. Sometimes you give us your Facebook messages kind of late into our show. So I'm asking those of you who have seen the film, we'd really like to read some of your reviews. The second hour of the program, we're talking about Steven Spielberg's new film, Lincoln. Our Facebook page is The Kathleen Dunn Show. If you've seen it, please let us know what you've thought about it so we can read some of your comments as we talk about maybe the film of the year. So that's coming up. Stay with us.